Some of you following our channel have expressed interest in delving into Padre Pio's past, exploring the time before he became widely known for his extraordinary deeds. Well, today's story takes us back to that period, before the stigmata, before the fame, yet it still reveals his connection to the miraculous. In this tale, we witness Padre Pio receiving commands from the archpriest through what appears to be telepathy, mental communication without spoken words. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. Within its pages, we encounter what I can only describe as a mind-bending narrative, involving mystical ecstasies, false proclamations of death, and, as I mentioned in the introduction, the fascinating phenomenon of mental communication. But before delving into the story, let me provide some background information for better context. The story takes place in Padre Pio's hometown, Pietrelcina, in 1910, when he was 23 years old. He had just been ordained a priest, but because of his fragile health and constant illness, he was asked to stay home under the watchful eyes of his parents and family. During this time, however, Padre Pio was not confined to his bed. He actively participated in various church tasks. In fact, he even regularly celebrated Mass. And this brings us to Olivio Cesca's account. He shared, "In Pietrelcina, everyone admired the fervor of the young Capuchin friar, Padre Pio. Many had seen priests enraptured by the mystery before, but none like him, who seemed to touch divinity with his hands. However, there was a little problem. Padre Pio's masses seemed never-ending, lasting up to 4 hours. So, even from the very beginning of his priesthood, Padre Pio's masses were exceptionally long. And, as the author informs us, the faithful began to complain. A group of parishioners approached the archpriest, Father Salvatore Penullo, requesting his help on the matter. And the archpriest came up with a curious solution. Piuccio, he said. That's what he affectionately called Padre Pio. It's good to be a bit careful not to prolong the celebration too much. What do you think? Shall we make a deal? I'll try to mentally signal you when you need to continue." And the plan worked. As soon as the archpriest noticed that Padre Pio's gestures were dragging on, he mentally signaled him to proceed. And, astonishingly, Padre Pio obediently complied. In return, after the Mass had ended, Padre Pio would remain hidden behind the altar for hours in deep contemplation. The author goes on to share that, at first, the sacristan was somewhat alarmed by Padre Pio's presence behind the altar, but he eventually got used to it. On one occasion, however, as he returned at noon to ring the church bell, he was shocked to find Padre Pio laying flat on the floor, motionless and apparently lifeless. He called out to him, but Padre Pio did not respond. He shook him, but Padre Pio remained motionless. He even tried to lift him up, but to no avail. Fearing the worst, the sacristan forgot all about the bells and rushed to the archpriest, shouting, "The monk is dead! The monk is dead!" But, to the sacristan's surprise, the archpriest showed no concern. "No, he's not dead. Leave him alone. Ring the midday bell and go home." However, when the sacristan returned later in the afternoon, he found Padre Pio still laying on the floor. Again, he ran to the archpriest and stated with absolute certainty, "This time the monk has died. He is really dead." But the archpriest remained unconvinced. He replied, "I've told you, don't worry. He will rise again." Without any hint of worry, the archpriest approached Padre Pio's motionless body. He mentally commanded Padre Pio, without saying a word, to return to his senses. And within moments, Padre Pio stood up. End of story. Now, if you enjoyed today's story, please leave a comment below. And if you would like to hear another one from this time, I recorded a video a while back titled Sunday Showdown, Work vs. Rest, where you can hear more interesting anecdotes from this period. You can find a link in the description below. May God bless you all, and may Our Lady and Padre Pio pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.